Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. You just tuned in to Walk the Truth Ministry. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the state of Alabama in the heart of Dixie. I want to welcome all callers and all the listeners on the web. I want to welcome you to today's service, where the voice of God is heard through his word and his messenger. I will also like to thank all new callers and all new listeners today. And I pray that you will continue to listen every Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor and a friend and let them know that we are on the air live. I have just a couple of announcements. You can connect with me and leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. If you need prayer, you can also leave me a message on Facebook. If you are not my friend on Facebook and you would like to become my friend, just send me a request. Don't forget to tune in with us Tuesday night with One Word from the Lord at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. Also, don't forget the show on Saturday, Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific time with Prophetess Yvonne Rao. This includes our announcements. I am going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, O Lord. We give you honor and praise, Father, for allowing us to see another day. Father, we thank you for every listener by phone or either by web, Lord. We give you honor and praise for every listener, Father. We pray that you will let the word fall on good ground today, Father. Let your word go forth with power and authority through the airways today, O Lord. O Father God, let the word heal, deliver, and set free, Father. Speak your word through your messenger, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we thank you, we give you honor, Father, for watching over us last night while we slept, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to have a roof over our heads, Lord. We thank you for giving us food to eat, Father, and making a way for us, Father. When we felt in our hearts there was no way, but you made a way for us, Lord. We give you honor and praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the sick and the shut-ins all over this world, Father. We pray for the Christians, Father, those who are being persecuted, Father, those that are being mistreated, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you will cover them in the blood, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, cover every listener in the blood of Jesus, Father. Father, we pray for the armor of God. We pray for your protection, Father. We pray for your legions of angels to surround us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We come today to worship and praise you and to exalt your name because there's no other God like you, Father. Oh, God, we give you praise today because you are worthy. We thank you, Lord God, for Jesus who died on the cross, Father, for our sins, Lord. Oh, Father, we say thank you. We give you honor and praise, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, if you don't have your Bibles, if you would please go get your Bibles. You always need the Bible. You always need the Word of God. I will be reading out the King James Version, and I will be coming from Revelation, the 21st chapter and verse 6. And it reads, "And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." Amen, amen, amen. The word of God is so powerful. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word was made flesh and dwelled among us. And we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. The title of the message today is, It is Done. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The scripture that we read said, he said unto me, it is done. Well, how was it done? 2,000 years ago, Jesus came. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He came in the flesh, and he dwelled among us. He came and he suffered. He was persecuted for the sins of the world. Jesus paid the price for our salvation. For salvation is free. There's no money that you have to have. There's no price that you have to pay. Because Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the living God, already paid the price. That's why it says it is done. Because when Jesus suffered on the cross, glory, hallelujah, it was done. When he shed the blood, it was done. When the blood of Jesus was all spilled on the ground, it was done. When they nailed him to the cross, it was done. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. See, salvation is free to all those who believe in Jesus Christ, all those who believe in the one that was sent. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It's already done. He did it for you. God sent his son for you and for me. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. If it's healing that you need, if it's deliverance that you need, Jesus has already done it. He's already paid the price for that. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It's already been paid. The Bible says that Jesus said, it is finished. That means when he came, he accomplished what he came for, that we might have life through him. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Life, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And as we look at this scripture, it talks about a thirst. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible tells us a story about a Samaritan woman at the well. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that this woman, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, who was an unsaved woman, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, but she had a thirst. See, the Bible says that Jesus was there at the well. Glory, hallelujah. And Jesus had asked her for a drink. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the woman said, well, you don't have nothing to draw water with because the well is so deep. But God's son told her, he said, if you knew who I am, glory, hallelujah, and the water that I'm going to give to you, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, you will never thirst again when you receive this water. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus told her everything about herself. See, when we go back to salvation, glory, hallelujah, Jesus had already paid every price for everything. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. You may think that you're unworthy. You may think that you have done a sin that's unforgiven. The only sin that you cannot get forgiveness for is speaking against the Holy Spirit. So there's no sin that's so ugly, that is so bad that you can't get forgiveness for. But the Bible says, glory, hallelujah, that this Samaritan woman, glory, hallelujah, they asked Jesus about the water. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. What are you thirsting for in your life? See, oftentimes in our lives, we drink water, but we have to go back and drink more. Sometimes you drink other things. You may drink wine, you may drink liquor to quench your thirst, but whatever it is, you have to go back again. But see, what the Samaritan woman was asking the Lord, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, let me have some of this water so that I will never thirst again. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But see, the water that God was talking about was the Spirit. Oh, God. He was talking about the Spirit that dwells among the believers, that lives within us, that will spring up in us. Oh, glory, like the rivers of water that will flow clearly. This water, you will never thirst again if you get this water. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. See, this is why you got to come unto Jesus. Why you still have time? Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. This water. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
is flowing. Glory, hallelujah. The water. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Don't you want this water that God's Son is offering you? He came and he died for you. Glory, hallelujah. The Bible tells us that Jesus was beaten. Glory, hallelujah. Men said that he was marked so that you didn't even know who he was. His hands were nailed to the cross. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He was nailed and lifted high for your salvation to be free, so that you can have this living water. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus, so that you can have eternal life with the Father in the heaven. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. What are you thirsting for? Are you thirsting for the things of the world that have no eternal life? Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But if you seek Jesus today, if you choose Jesus, if you do like the Samaritan woman at the well and ask Jesus for the living water, he will come and the well in you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you honor and praise, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you for Jesus who died on the cross. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood that he shed. And we thank you for the living water, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. You'll never thirst again. You will never, ever thirst again if you find Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. This living water, the well is in the believer. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It's a spiritual water. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the living water. Oh, God, we give you honor and praise for the living water. We always want to find our thirst in other things. Why don't you seek Jesus? You'll never thirst anymore. If you would seek Jesus, something in your heart and your spirit is thirsting for something other than what the world is offering you. It's Jesus. You need Jesus. You need the living water, just like the woman at the well. The Bible says that Jesus told her everything about herself, and she went and she was telling everybody about Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. God, Son, died for your healing and deliverance. He died that you may have this living water. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It's time now, because Jesus is getting ready to return. And Jesus is the only way to life. It is him. It is Jesus. It is nobody else. It was Jesus. It was done for you. It was done. It was completed. And it was finished for you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That you might be saved. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. You got to repent and come out of the world of sin. You got to receive Jesus. You got to believe in Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Father, help us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you need Jesus. Now is the time to find Jesus, just like the woman at the well, so you can have this living water. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I never like to close out the show without giving the invitation of God. Help them, Lord, to find you, Jesus. Help them, Lord God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly repent of your sins, be saved and change your life. Find your Bible-believing church. Get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Meet me here next week at the same time, at the same place with BOT, Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Be blessed. Have a great week this week. I love you, and God loves you also. Be blessed.